Full service.
Your Bushwick internet world universe. You are now locked into the sounds of Full Service Radio. I'm your host, Jack Inslee. I'm so glad you decided to join us this evening or day or whenever you might be finding this podcast. This is heritageradionetwork.org. We're here live every Thursday at 9:30 p.m. with Full Service Radio, where we bring you the best sounds in underground music today. I want to quickly thank everybody that came out to the Salon Series last night. The vodka cocktail party was off the fucking hook. Nair and Mohegan Sun killed it. Tito's Vodka, thank you for all the vodka. Chrissy Harris from The Wren, Tristan Willie from Booker and Dax, and of course Mike Stankovich from Roberta's, who I think he served my favorite cocktail. But it's always good to see you guys out there. And we'll be throwing those events every month, so stay tuned for that. TechServe, of course, is our sponsor, so the show would not be possible without them. TechServe.com for more information. And I'm really excited. This is the first repeat guest we've had. The man is obesity. If you tune into the Farm Report, he did the theme song. If you listen to our shows, you probably heard him on the breaks. But the man is a massive producer, and we're going to listen to his sounds for the next 45 minutes or so. We'll come back and chat. Once again, this is Full Service Radio, and if you're finding us on heritageradionetwork.org, subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. It's much easier. And don't miss the show. We're here every week. So without further ado, obesity. Thank you.
Radio City in the mix.
It's hot, I'm focused. I usually tell a girl to blow this, then disappear in the air like hocus pocus. Shit, but you that deal for real, on the real, on the real. Nobody's doubting what I'm about. Joys all about it, and I'm vouching. Booty like a mountain. Twitter, Instagram, Cinegram, I follow you, right how you do. You know how I do, but I wanna get it cooking like a barbecue. I want some knowledge, baby, I'm smarter you. Real smart, get a car too, but like my car, I'm starting you. Ain't hard to do, boo, boo, I'm in them pants. And I'm from Harlem, I love New York, so give me a chance.
I
full.
Go down.
Radio. You're listening to the sounds of Obesity. This is Danny Meyer, and you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
What? You're blessed, yeah. Better than the rest, yeah. You're the best, yeah. And I confess, I done fell in love with your butt. One night just seemed enough. I'm falling out of that thing. I do. You're the reason I sing. I mean, break rules in a party. Yeah. Let's get a little naughty. Yeah. Order some Bacardi, Hardy, hard. You're fucking with a star. Drive and get my car. This'll be your night of passion, girl. I'm just asking.
You mind if I touch your body? Hold your body. Freak your body.
Girl, you know you started. Let me fold
your body. Break your body.
Control
your body.
Now let me get a hold of that.
Don't true.
Watch your back. Get on
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 true.
Watch your back. Watch your back. Get on
true.
This what you wanted, right?
If I commit, yeah. Keep you on lit, yeah. Break you off proper, girl. I ain't just talking shit. Shake and rattle your bones.
Let's go.
So you'll feel right at home.
Let's go.
Be all I want. You won't leave me alone. Bring me up and break the rules. Let me show you what I can do. Take off high for people. Beat it up till it's black and blue. Black and blue. Black, black and blue. Let me show you what the accent do. You get on Bobby, mommy.
Thank you.
obesity. Obesity in the mix.
Out to Mike Edison. You're locked in. Full Service Radio. Yeah. Damn. Bushwick, you've been listening to the sounds of Obesity. Sorry, I had to move around there for a second. That was a hell of a set, man.
That was a hell of a maneuver.
I'm going to trademark that. That was a hell of a set. That's what I say every time. But that was really good.
Thank you. Thank you.
Out to everybody listening. Mike Edison, man. That's what's up. Mike Edison, HeritageRadioNetwork.org, locked in. Dan Brindell, Gunwash in the studio. Sarah Devine in the studio. So I'm going to switch hats for a minute and remind listeners that HeritageRadioNetwork.org is a nonprofit, member-supported food radio station. Most of what we do is food. So I'm curious to know, my first question to you is, if you had any gig in the world, you can get whatever you want, what meal would you want at the end of that gig?
Wow. That's quite a question to just hit me with right off the bat.
That's what we do.
So much good food in this world. I don't know. I've been... what do I want? I probably want some decadent, I don't know, that thing at Momofuku that people have been mentioning, with the whole pig. You get an entire pig or something.
But yeah,
I've heard people talk about this. I don't know, I want some animal, fully cooked, a roast duck or a pig or I don't know.
Heavy on protein though.
Yeah. Just it had to be real meat and real hearty meal, I think.
And then I guess I'll for the first time, I'll ask this to anybody. Any drink you want to pair with that?
I don't know, find the finest wine that they'll serve me.
So you're going straight, because I've gotten every answer from chicken fucking nuggets on this show to, stuff. You don't want that. You
generally,
want the fancy.
Generally speaking, I probably would just eat a burger or a taco or something really terrible. But, if this is an ideal situation and I can just be anywhere.
Exactly. Anything you want.
That's it.
We're going all
I'm
out.
I'm fine dining after my gig.
David Chang, did you hear that? Obesity wants that Momofuku after the gig. Make it happen, man.
Sponsor me.
So it's funny. We play your music on this network a lot, and your name is Obesity. That's phonetically, it looks like Obey City, and I made that mistake the first go around on full service radio, but it's Obesity.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we ask this of all our guests. Maybe you have an answer. How are we going to end obesity in this country?
I have to stop making music, I think, actually.
Oh, man. All right,
Marion. Or maybe I have to make more. I don't know. It's one or the other.
So then, all right, all you food politicians out there, the answer is right here in this studio. Obesity.
I need a record deal, actually.
If obesity gets a record deal, then obesity in this country will end.
I actually have a record deal now I think of it. But
yeah, you do.
If I make more money off of my records.
Yeah.
Buys a record, obesity will just be gone forever.
So then, yeah, to stop kids from getting fat, everyone needs to buy records.
Yeah.
Basically. So you have come quite a long way from the last time you were on this show. And,
you.
I remember at that point you had just really been starting to DJ. You'd been producing, but mixing was kind of relatively
new. Yeah, last time I was here, I remember I had some really crappy interface that I was trying to hook up, and it was just embarrassing. And so I finally taught myself how to just the bare minimums of DJing so that I can just get away with it. Now,
because you're a producer first and foremost, but I mean, you're gigging a lot right now. What's 2013 been like? How busy have you been?
Well, it's been 2013 has been kind of short so far, but I've been out west already and to Texas, Austin. I just got back from Atlanta, and I'm headed to Providence on Saturday.
See, now that's only 3 months into the year, so obviously you've got a lot on your plate.
Yeah, yeah.
No pun intended, I guess.
Eating good.
So you're gigging a lot now. What's that like for you professionally? Are you at a point where you're surviving just on this, or are you having to balance jobs in between all that?
I've been luckily without a day job for the better part of a year now. It's not really... It's basically been me going through all my funds, though. I'm not making any money yet, but I've been able to survive, I guess, just off of the music and stuff. It would be nice to just get a little part-time gig, but I'm hoping that soon I won't actually need that. So we'll see.
Well, now you're on Lucky Me, which I don't know, we don't have a lot of listeners that are completely tapped into the scene, but Lucky Me is a really, really good label and collection of artists. And I mean, when did that go down for you?
It's been a while in the making, actually. I think over a year ago is when I first made contact with them, and I was sending tunes over to them, and they would give me good feedback, and then they asked me to do a mix, and then they're like, we got to do a release now, and then, so the release has been in the works for over a year for sure, and I've been quiet about it, and then I talked to people about it, and now it's when's it happening? But it's definitely happening. It's just, how things get delayed and stuff. So
now, have you seen your fan base grow dramatically since the Lucky Me thing went down?
Yeah, it definitely has helped. Just the past year in general, just whatever, yeah. Me just getting more known on the internet. It's like interesting when I go to town and like people come up to me and, you know, they know my stuff, and it's really flattering. It's like, I don't know.
It's an exciting time, man. It's a really exciting time. But you have, and we touched on this a little bit in the first interview, but you have been making music way before Obesity was around. You were playing in bands, right, in Long Island?
I forgot we dropped that bomb last time we were here. Yeah. Literally. I was in one group I was in. Actually, I don't think I mentioned it, but they were called the F-Bomb, so.
Oh, wow.
I kind of did drop a bomb. But yeah, I was in I was in a lot of terrible bands, as many a kid in their youth. And it all helps give you like a foundation, I guess, in a sense. So
were you as happy to leave Long Island behind as I was?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right. Do you even go back there? No, right?
Actually, I was just back there recently. Oh, you know what? I'm gonna change my answer to that first food question.
Okay.
Because my parents make the most slamming paella in the world. And I think if I could just have a big thing of paella and like two bottles of red wine to my face, like that would be a perfect meal.
There you go. Fuck you, David Chang, with mom's paella. Yeah.
She's got to send it in somehow, get it to me. Because I just went home for that. And, like, it's nice just to be, like, you know, surrounded by trees once in a while and fresher air and just, I don't
know. Sure, man. For sure. So now, did Astronautico, was that sort of born in Long Island with the bands? Were those the early stages of that collective of people?
Absolutely, yeah. We were actually all in a band, the three original founders or whatever. Right now, it's mainly two of us, but if I actually may mention this, we're sort of like entering this cool phase in Astronautico where we're gonna try to like actually be a record label and put out some vinyl. So we're gonna like do the whole Kickstarter thing, try to get some money to help fund all that.
Oh, awesome.
And then see if we can, you know, start pressing some vinyl this year.
So who are some of the artists that you're working with on Astronautico?
Well, we just put out an EP, or I was like LP, by this kid Dane Chatwick. That was just a digital release. We're working on with this group called Comanche. They're from Minnesota, and they're gonna do another digital one. And then I played actually one track by this kid Chits, Chits.
Yeah, heard that one.
And that one I played is gonna be our first vinyl release, you know, Lord willing.
So, big plans for Astronautico, big plans for you personally on Lucky Me and elsewhere, hopefully. I mean, I hope releases are coming out everywhere. I mean, but as you alluded to before, it's kind of hard to make enough money just DJing and producing in 2013, right? But then, you know, Bauer, who put out Harlem Shake, the Harlem Shake guy, Bauer.
Yeah.
This is somebody you knew pretty well, and worked with before, right?
I did. I feel like I was one of the first people. No, I don't know. I was one of the earlier people to catch on to his music when he was still like fairly unknown, and I thought like he had some really cool tracks on SoundCloud, and I hit him up for a bunch of stuff. He ended up like doing a remix for Astronautico and did a song on our compilation, and he remixed on my last EP for Be Yourself. He did a really dope remix, and so I've seen his like incredible like, you know, rise to stardom, and it's amazing, and it can happen to like almost anyone.
That's the thing. I mean, do you feel like that may be a model moving forward? You know,
that's like a lot of luck on his part, or unluck, and depending on how you see it, because now he's sort of cursed with that whole Harlem Shake thing. But I mean, in the same sense, it's like, yeah, the way the internet and, you know, the way our culture works now, it's so anybody can really just put a song on SoundCloud and in 3 months be the hottest shit around. It's just like,
it's like he went from CMJ gigs with fucking Knife Show on the bill to now at Knicks games there's a timeout and there's Bauer, you know?
Everyone's doing the dance in the crowd and stuff. Yeah.
It's unreal. I mean, do you find yourself with tracks these days kind of in the back of your mind like, could this be a Harlem Shake, or is this one that could catch on?
Rarely, because I just think, I don't know, I don't make music quite as immediate as he does anymore, or there was a point when I was trying to do that stuff, but I mean, I'll leave it to those guys, because, yeah, Matt, aka Jerry Jones, always jokes. He's like, you know, if you make a meme worthy beat, like, you still have to talk to me. But I don't think I will be making any meme worthy beats ever, so it's not a problem.
I don't know about that. We'll see. We'll see how many meme beats.
I don't know if I want a meme beat, to be honest. It's kind of like a albatross or something.
Indeed. I mean, so I think it's pretty clear by the sounds of things that you'd much rather be producing than DJing.
Yeah, I love DJing as well, but ultimately, like, if I could, you know, have the perfect career, it'd be like sitting in a studio and working with like really dope musicians, producing for them, and
that's what I wanted to ask.
As my own stuff as well. Yeah.
So 15 years from now, then you're in said studio with said artists. Like, what kind of stuff would you dream about? Like, I guess growing up, who did you, you know, do you want to be in the studio with a Stevie Wonder or a Cameron? Like,
yeah,
where?
Yeah. All I mean, it was everything. I mean, I'd love to be able to do R&B and hip hop mostly. I think those are like where. But like, it'd be cool to work with, you know, a band too, because I have a lot of like, I mean, I listen to like a lot of old, you know, smooth rock and like from the 70s, like Steely Dan, Todd Rundgren.
Yes, Steely Dan. Yeah. Those records sound like they were produced in like Ice Cave or something.
Yeah,
so clean.
Incredible. So like, yeah, everything, all like, you know, the whole spectrum inspires me in so I would really be open to anything, whatever it works out.
Well, that being said, I mean, if you're tuning into the show and you're a rapper or a vocalist and, you know, you're looking for production, you know, these are the connections you should be making. So fullserviceparty.com, contact the show, get your demos out here.
Yep.
The man needs some vocalists. The beats are so good. Well, exciting, man. Thank you so much for coming back. Are there any gigs coming up soon that people should know about?
So first of every month for that matter, we do the Astronautico party at Free Candy in Brooklyn, so come out to that. That's April 5th. And then I also do a smooth jams night, which is like akin to the stuff we were just talking about, at this spot, Tender Trap in Williamsburg.
Dope spot.
Second Wednesdays now, it got moved, but second Wednesdays, and now it's a free party. Astronautico is $5 if you RSVP and get there before 12, and it's like, I'm not just being biased here, I think it's one of the better electronic dance music parties, because people actually like get down and it's like good vibes and stuff.
Rare these days.
Yeah.
For sure. And where can people find your music?
So there's the SoundCloud. I think it's soundcloud.com/ob-city. And then my other stuff is actually Twitter and Facebook is /OB_city. So
cool.
It's like just
and
like,
that's OBEY.
Sorry, yeah, OBEY, like obey. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I hope you'll come back to Full Service the party soon, man.
Dude, I'd love to. I love that party.
We'll make that happen real quick.
Really, I'd be into it.
Man, thank you so much. We'll probably have you on again. We're gonna have to do like, you know, a whole series of obesity DJ sets.
My hat trick appearance.
Exactly.
The third one.
That'll have to be a surprise though. You have one song to close the show with. Okay. What is it?
So yeah, this is a track called Take It Back, and it's going to be coming out on this really incredible compilation on All City Records that was compiled or whatever by this DJ Mamiko Moto from London. It's like the lineup is so stacked, I can't talk about it, but it's going to be dope.
Hush.
So.
Awesome. Great song to close the set with. Thank you again for coming on, man.
Of course. Should I go play it?
Yeah, get it queued up. And we will see you guys next week with Archipelago, man. We got Archipelago in the studio next week. Yeah, live. I'm really excited for that. That's going to be super special. As I said, I have been Jack Inslee. This is Full Service Radio. We're here live every Thursday at 9:30 p.m. on heritageradionetwork.org. Subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. If you found your way here, come back every week. There's nothing else you need to be listening to. We'll see you next week, and this is Obesity. Thanks, Sarah.